New York Times slams France for favoring French people above migrants. By Neil Munro on December 3, 2021. French politicians and French voters prefer higher wages to more chaotic migration. The New York Times complains in a critical report about the French presidential election. As French restaurants, hotels, construction companies and other services face a shortage of workers, politicians across the ideological spectrum have proposed raising wages, but not the number of immigrants allowed into the country, says the December 2 report by the newspaper's reporter, Norimitsu Onishi. France's economy is hobbled by the pro-French views of French voters and French politicians, and by the French dislike of the migrant jihadis who kill French people, according to the New York Times reporter and his editors. These concerns have had a cumulative effect in France, making any embrace of immigration political suicide, obstructing badly needed reforms to attract qualified workers from abroad and pushing inward a country once known as a global crossroads. The article also served up a sustained criticism of a nationalist French author, Éric Zemmour, who announced his candidacy for the French presidency. The announcement came in a 10-minute, November 30 video, where Zemmour recounted the historical accomplishments of the French people while promising to prevent the replacement of French people by migrants in their own homeland. "We won't allow ourselves to be dominated, turned into vassals, conquered, colonized. We won't allow ourselves to be replaced," he said in the video, which is restricted by YouTube.com. The New York Times article insisted that Zemmour has violated a liberal taboo by suggesting that France could be changed by migration and diversity. With Mr. Zemmour's candidacy, the previously taboo topic of the Great Replacement, a conspiracy theory accusing politicians like Mr. Macron of using immigration to replace white Christian people, has become part of the election discourse. The report somehow slams Zemmour's policy as far-right while also admitting his concerns are shared by most French people. According to a recent poll, 61% of French respondents said they believed that Europe's white and Christian population would be subjected to a great replacement by Muslim immigrants. But what France really needs are innovative and clever migrants to replace its own unmotivated, unskilled people, according to the New York Times. Modest changes have been carried out in recent years, but they are insufficient to attract the kind of motivated, skilled immigrants that France desperately needs to bring innovation and fresh thinking, Ms. Oriel said. Given the anti-immigrant climate, France also attracts relatively few citizens of other European Union nations, who can move freely to France, and suffers from a low retention of foreign students after graduation, she said. The December 2 article by Onishi echoes a November 23 pro-migration article from the New York Times Australian bureau chief, Damien Cave. As the global economy heats up and tries to put the pandemic aside, a battle for the young and able has begun. With fast-track visas and promises of permanent residency, many of the wealthy nations driving the recovery are sending a message to skilled immigrants all over the world: help wanted. Now. Breitbart News covered the New York Times Australia article, saying, "On busy nights, dishwashers at one upscale restaurant in Sydney are earning $65 an hour," wrote author Damien Cave in a long article cheerleading for the importation of cheap labor into Australia, the United States, New Zealand, Germany, Japan, and other wealthy countries. But, as with the French, the Australians also prefer higher wages and domestic tranquility to the corporate push for lower wages and chaotic diversity, reported the business editor at abc.net.au. "There's an easy fix to skills shortages: pay higher wages." Instead, the push has been on to import large numbers of extra workers. There are two reasons why. The first is to depress the price of labor. And the second is that rapid expansion of the population results in a bigger economy and a larger potential market, which makes it easier for businesses to make more money without any need for innovation. The same investor-first policy is being pushed in the United States by President Joe Biden and his Wall Street allies. For 30 years, immigration has curbed Americans' productivity, shrunk their political clout, and widened regional wealth gaps. It has radicalized their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture, and has allowed elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society.